The online security bug called Heartbleed is different from the sorts of viruses and other malware that attack individual users' computers. This one exploited a weakness deep inside an encryption program called OpenSSL. That's used to provide security protections by all kinds of websites. It's a big concern, explains Roger Mamer, systems administrator for the Computer Science Department at Sonoma State, because that flawed software is so widely used.
It's a flaw in the SSL library, which a bunch of different programs use. A lot of places you go to buy things online, you'll notice that when you get to the part where you enter your card information, a little lock appears on the web page. It says HTTPS instead of just HTTP. So that's a secure page, and that also uses that library.
Discovery of the Heartbleed bug was announced last week, but Mamer says it was probably active long before that.
We do know that the bug was introduced in OpenSSL in December 2011 and has been out in the wild since then, all the way through to 2014.
George Ledeen, who teaches the Computer Security and Malware course for Sonoma State, sees the Heartbleed bug as a worrisome instance of a new generation of invasive and potentially malicious software.
The malware of the past was either destructive or intrusive, so that somebody who was infected had some consequences. Now I've seen malware that establishes itself and the intentions are unclear. For example, Kartoja, malware emanating from Russia now, is a very strange phenomenon. It essentially doesn't do anything. But we don't know. Maybe it just sits there, waits for a signal from its mothership.
A fix or patch for the Heartbleed bug was quickly developed and circulated, but Ledeen says that can't provide complete assurance that the problem has been eliminated.
The vulnerability has been removed, but it doesn't necessarily mean that all the vulnerabilities have been accounted for. Only this one has been addressed. The size of the libraries and software is in the millions of lines of code. So millions of lines of code to investigate is a daunting task.
At the same time, Ledeen does not think that everyday computer users are facing any immediate hazards now.
From the consumer point of view, either they'll get in trouble using it or not. And most likely most of them will not have any trouble. There is no reason to panic, for sure.
While it has been widely suggested that we should all promptly change any passwords associated with banks or credit card usage, Roger Mamer warns against doing that too soon.
I would hedge on a couple of weeks to make sure everything gets patched. Theoretically, under law, if a company has this compromise, they're supposed to notify people who use their system. But personally, I haven't gotten any notification from my banks or catalog places that I've ordered through.
George Ledeen adds that even simple passwords remain the best available security measure with less risk overall than some more sophisticated alternatives.
I would not mess around with fingerprints or anything like that, because if your password is stolen or compromised, you can always invent a new password. You cannot invent a new fingerprint.
And in the short term, it might be prudent to hold off on doing too much online shopping for now. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.